This is EV Quest's new shorts, Tesla edition, highlighting recent EV news headlines from New Zealand, Australia, and around the world. Included in this episode, Tesla profits fall, Tesla vehicle prices drop, Tesla robots rise, and mate, is that a Cybertruck? Hi, I'm Adrian Maiman, and joining me is Riz Akhtar from Carloop, based in Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Riz.
Hey, Adrian. Good to be on. So much Tesla news and just EV news in general to talk about today.
Yes, there is. We'll get a few other stories in, as well as Tesla's, but it's sort of been a... Tesla's like politics, isn't that that thing, you know, say a week's a long time in politics. It's sort of like a week's a long time for Tesla. One day it's all good, and the next day it's all bad. I've got an overview about Tesla to start with, though. I thought I'd start with the financial report from a couple of days ago is sort of setting the scene for everything else.
Yeah.
So just Tesla has announced its profits fell sharply for the first 3 months of the year to $1.13 billion compared to 2.51 same period last year. Company suffered from falling demand like other EV producers, plus increasing competition from Chinese brands. First quarter revenue was $21.3 billion, down 9% from the same period last year. Operating margin was 5.5%, half as much as last year. So that was a financial story. Share price down, but then a lot's happened since then. That was only a couple of days ago.
That's it. It's share price has shot straight back up because of the new unexpected models.
Yes,
more affordable models.
Yes. So we'll go back. So it's not the Model 2, but they are bringing in new, smaller, cheaper models, aren't they? We can definitely say that.
That's what they're saying. And they're saying that it will be bringing them in at on the same production line. So it doesn't need a brand new production line as such. They'll be able to build them on the Model 3 and Model Y production line and as early as end of this year or early 2025.
Yeah, because I think they were talking about building a new production line as well. At one stage, weren't they, that unboxing method, but they said they've scrapped that, so now it's just the same ones. Same production.
Well, that's the thing, and it'd be interesting to see. I don't think they would have completely scrapped that project. What they would be doing is bringing that forward while they can sort of allocate some resources to continue to do that on the side. But yeah, I think at short term, we're expecting to see cheaper Teslas, and Teslas have already been, you know, dropped in prices in the last week and a bit.
Yes, we'll cover off prices because that's at time of recording, because that can often change. So they did another price drop, which reached New Zealand and Australia, and just the New Zealand, I'll go to the Tesla page because I'm leaving, might have changed since the last 5 minutes. Let's see. Model 3 is from 63... on the New Zealand page, I think I am. 63,990. And then the long range from 63,900. Long range 73,900. Performance all wheel drive 84,900. And then the Model Y from 65,900. 75,900. And then the performance all wheel drive 86,900. So cheaper. And then also the Australian prices have come down as well.
It's all happening. You know, Model Y a couple of weeks ago, Model 3 and variants of Y last week or so. As it appears, Tesla Model 3 and Y prices are sort of at the lowest levels here in Australia that they've ever been.
So we'll see what happens with that. But also, quite exciting major flutterings on Twitter/X that with the Cybertruck seen, spotted, and visited in Sydney, Australia.
It's here. It's on a roadshow now.
The left side hand version.
Yes, it is. I did a bit of digging up into that one, Adrian, and it seems it's an Austin build, of course. Left hand drive, dual motor, not the tri motor, not that one that beat a Porsche while towing a Porsche.
So allegedly.
It's not a Porsche killer, this version they were driving around yesterday, I think. It must have landed, or I think it must have come on a boat in a container. So there was a photo that Tesla teased on Thursday night, and then, you know, Friday morning started to be spotted around parts of Sydney. And now it's on a bit of a roadshow for a while until, they reckon Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, so New Zealand's
already had a Cybertruck before.
Oh, we test them though. We test them down the coal. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey. So, you had it. You gave it away.
Yeah. So that'll be good. So it's good that it's coming to New Zealand as well. They haven't confirmed dates from that, from what I'd read, but that's good to know. Is it coming? Has it said Melbourne? Is it going to go to Melbourne?
Well, they reckon more details to be announced. So I suspect there's possibly two. Not they can't just do it with one. I mean, by the time the rest of the country gets it, it would be. But it's a good way to draw people into the into their stores and then, you know, get them to have a test drive of their cars with the low prices and maybe drive away in a Model 3 or Model Y.
You're not going to be driving away in a Cybertruck, are you?
No.
For maybe 15 years.
That's right.
And speaking of new models, the Tesla, one of your... Something you're looking forward to, the Model 3, what is it, the Performance?
The Performance, it was announced just a couple of hours before the shareholders meeting, the earnings call last week. From the people that know sports cars, now everything is a Tesla killer.
Yes.
This Tesla Model 3 Performance, according to the people that drive performance cars and sports cars, they reckon is a BMW M3 killer.
Ooh.
They reckon that all the things that the previous model lacked at high speed,
braking
on a track,
braking was it?
Yeah, it's all fixed. It's all fixed, and it's at a, you know, the car is very very sporty, but obviously quiet as an EV. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. And apparently Singapore has already got a couple of them already landed. In Australia and New Zealand, the deliveries, official deliveries are sort of quarter three from July onwards, but I suspect showrooms are going to have cars in the next couple of weeks.
It's got some quite, relatively major in the Tesla world changes to separate it out from the standard version, hasn't it?
Yeah, because previous Teslas, they were all relatively the same, apart from maybe wheels and a couple of other things compared to the long range. But this time around, it seems it's a bit more of a... It will still blend in with the rest of them, but it will have a little bit more of a presence with the rear spoiler, the front splitter, the diffusers. On the inside, there's a few more changes. Apparently, the seats, the new bucket seats are really comfortable, but at the same time, sort of hold you in if you're going around a track, so... Look forward to doing that comparison. I'm sure you'll get a chance to sit in one and sort of take it for a drive when it lands in New Zealand, Adrian.
And it's cheaper as well. It's cheaper than the previous model as well. It's another factor.
Yeah.
Well, we're still on Tesla. There was an article about, since you're a Tesla owner, Tesla lowest maintenance costs of a car brand I was reading. But this, little just basic maintenance comparing
the
cumulative.
Yeah.
But probably they were... On the other side, though, if you sort of ding a Tesla, though, that's when the costs hit, though, isn't it? Because it's a bit harder to repair.
Yeah, that's where the real sort of, hopefully everyone driving one is insured. But it's, from a maintenance point of view, as an owner for 3 years with a car that's nearly done 80,000 kilometers, I've taken it for one routine inspection once every sort of 2 years. And that was less than $200 Australian. And then the only other thing I've changed, I've recently, just before Christmas, changed the tires on it. And it lasted nearly 65,000 Ks on a first set of track tires or road sports track tires, which generally have lower tread than standard tires. So, yeah, not much from that point of view. But then insurance is expensive. So you win in some places and you lose in others.
The bigger Tesla picture of, they've got a few other products, not just on wheels. Their robot army is progressing along nicely. Is another product.
Optimus.
Yes. A nice, calming name.
Robots, not so much in disguise from Tesla.
Yeah. And that's supposed to be sold potentially by the Tesla's humanoid robot can be sold by the end of 2025. That's what Mr. Musk has said at the moment when he was talking to investors.
It's progressing in what it can do, but yeah, we'll have to see how long it actually takes. But you know, within factories, I think they could do repetitive tasks in a year or two's time. Whether it's ready to be sold to other customers by that stage, we'll find out. We don't want to terminate a type of situation, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've only got humanoid robots and advancing AI, so I'm sure we're fine.
Yeah, that's right.
And what else have we got? Maybe probably not the biggest Tesla story of the week, but Elon Musk's pay hasn't been sorted out yet, has it? We know he's trying to get $1 zillion out of Tesla.
That hasn't.
I think it was actually 50.
It's not going to... I guess he wants more power rather than money, so we'll see what happens. But it's a bit of a interesting sort of situation to watch. I think the shareholders meeting is in a couple of weeks' time, so we'll know a little bit more. But you know, in the meantime, hey, just on a less Tesla-y note, Beijing Auto Show is on at the moment, and hundreds of new sort of cars are being displayed. Including a hot hatch from BYD. So this is going to be sort of like an MG4 X-Power type of competitor due for production in Q3. So there is other things other than Tesla to look forward to for our audience. And hopefully that makes it down to Australia and New Zealand, if not later this year, possibly sometime next year.
Yeah, and also in other news, I did finally get to have a look at the Kia EV5. Yeah. I saw that in the Rotorua dealership, and that was actually quite impressive. It had some nice little touches. It wasn't the exact one that's coming to New Zealand, but it basically was, and I was actually quite impressed. But the size was good, very roomy inside. I'm a big fan of the
screen. Yeah,
Hyundai. I like that screen and the... I'll call out the hat. They've got some, you know, buttons for your climate controls, which I probably like as well, personally. So I found it practical, roomy, and the, you know, it's been relatively well priced in about five different versions of it. Anything else making waves?
Nothing too much. I think just looking forward to getting a chance to test drive the new Model 3 Performance and a couple of other things in the coming months. So it should be pretty exciting.
That's good. Okay, Riz, we'll leave it there and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.